This evening's Holy Thursday liturgy, marking the beginning of the Sacred Triduum, is an incredibly rich liturgy that really has three essential elements to it. One can be what we can call the celebration of service that Jesus speaks about in the Gospel. The second is the institution of the Eucharist at the Last Supper on this evening. And the third is the institution of the priesthood. All of these elements are part of what we are celebrating this evening, and I would like to share some reflections on each of those points at this time. Today's Gospel marks a rather shocking fact to the apostles and disciples, that Jesus Christ, despite being Lord of the universe, despite being all-powerful, he reveals that he has come to serve. And the gesture of washing the feet of the apostles is really a gesture of utter humility and gives the extreme example of service that Jesus ultimately desires of his followers. It really highlights what is the paradox of the gospel, namely, for the one who loses his life for the sake of the gospel, he finds it. If you give yourself completely to Jesus, if you give yourself completely to the gospel, despite losing maybe what your personal dreams and aspirations might have been from a worldly perspective, you will gain everything in return. St. John Paul II used to speak about the law of the gift in relation to this paradox of the gospel. And by that he meant, at the core of each and every one of our vocations and lives is going to be, we will find happiness and fulfillment to the extent that we are able to make a gift of our life for other people, for God and for others. And this really is at the core of every single vocation, whether to married life, to priesthood, to single life, to consecrated life. That is going to be the essence of living that vocation successfully, to be able to make a complete gift of one's life for the other. And we know that this is not exactly easy for us to do, because we human beings in our fallen nature, we are much more inclined, I would say, to kind of engage in some scorekeeping. Namely, we're willing to help, we're willing to give, but we kind of like to see some of that given back to us in return immediately. Perhaps sometimes even in a marriage between spouses, there's a kind of balance scale, and if one starts to be giving too much and not receiving enough, there can be some resentment. It can happen in any vocation. But today's gospel really is highlighting there's no such thing as a balancing scale with making a gift of your life. And this is what Jesus manifests on the cross. He gives himself so totally to us that he dies on the cross for the sake of our sins. And this is the utter act of love and service that he gives to us. When we look at the example of the Lord, who tells us in today's gospel that we are called to imitate and follow him, it can't help but strike us that this is no easy task to be able to lay down our lives for others and to make of our life a complete gift for the sake of others. And this leads us to the second part of today's liturgy, which we celebrate, which really is the institution of the sacred Eucharist. In today's first reading from the book of Exodus, we hear the story of the Passover in Egypt, that the Jews were told to sacrifice the lamb and then to put the blood of the lamb on their doorposts, and if they would, the angel of death would pass over their house and move along. So the Passover meal, based on that, really was the symbol and sign of their freedom from sin and from slavery in Egypt, and ultimately a prefiguration of the passing over of death, or Jesus' conquering of death. And so today, in the Last Supper recounting, Jesus ultimately is revealing that he is the new Passover lamb, and he is going to offer the one sacrifice which is truly pleasing to the Father, and in which we are going to find our redemption, atonement, and salvation. And really, at every single Mass, this is what we celebrate. It is the representation of Jesus Christ, one sacrifice on the cross, and making those same graces of salvation and redemption and sanctification present to us who participate in the sacred mysteries. And really what it reminds us of is we all know that to nourish our physical bodies, we need good and healthy food so we can have energy to feel good and do the things that we need to do. But how much more so to be able to live this law of gift, to be able to lay down our lives for the sake of others in imitation of Jesus, we can't do it on our own. We need a special spiritual nourishment to be able to accomplish this goal. And this is precisely what the Eucharist is for us. In receiving Jesus, we receive the strength. We are connected to Him to be able to imitate Him and follow Him. And He becomes our sacred nourishment to allow us to live the law of gift in our vocation. And this brings me to the third and final great celebration of this Holy Thursday evening. And that is that today also marks the institution of the sacred priesthood. In today's second reading from St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians, he says something very significant when he says quite simply, "I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you." And there what St. Paul is pointing to is there is only one priesthood. It is the priesthood of Jesus Christ, just as there is one pleasing sacrifice to the Father, which is the gift of Jesus Christ on the cross. And every single priest from the beginning of the church, people like St. Paul, down to today's time for people like me, we are merely handing on the mysteries of faith that have been entrusted to us. And it's amazing to think that at the ordination of the priest with the laying on of hands of the bishop, there is a continuous tie which goes back 2,000 years, all the way back to that one priesthood of Jesus Christ, and all of which is ordered toward being able to celebrate the sacred banquet, the holy sacrifice of the Mass, to be able to make Christ present today and to make the gifts of redemption that He won for us on the cross accessible to us at this time. And this really is the incredible gift of what the priesthood is and why the greatest thing a priest can ever do is to be able to celebrate the holy sacrifice of the Mass and offer that one true sacrifice of Jesus. My brothers and sisters, today we are reminded in a special way that the Holy Priesthood is essential to the celebration of the Eucharist. The Eucharist is essential to be able to live the law of gift that Jesus has revealed in the Gospel, and the law of gift of being able to give our lives completely for God and for others really is essential to gain eternal life. Of course, we know at this time with the current pandemic that we have this particular pain of not being able to eat at the sacred meal together this evening. But let us truly make an act of faith and spiritual communion at this Eucharist that God, who guarantees His presence at the sacred Mass and in the sacred host, that He can also work to distribute His plentiful grace to us at this time in these extraordinary instances. And let our hearts truly be filled with gratitude for the gift of our Eucharistic Lord, for the gift of the priesthood, that He gives us the strength to be able to fully strive to live the law of gift in our life and to serve and imitate Jesus. Amen.